My name is Najre. I am 16 years old. Today's date is January 5th, 2020. I'm speaking with Naomi Smith, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Hobart, Indiana. How has your life been different than what you've imagined?
My life has been different than the way I have imagined, for I have been able to recognize my faults, and I have taken the necessary steps in ensuring that I do not make the same mistakes, but learn from them and make better decisions.
What are you most proudest in your life?
I am proud of being able to earn both of my degrees, a degree in bachelor's as well as a degree in master's, while being a single mom raising two young children.
What is the best memory of your childhood?
My best memory of my childhood was the opportunity for my grandfather, who was a pastor, to show me a way of living with religion and good people.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
My most difficult memory was me taking a very long time to earn my bachelor's degree due to some ongoing distractions and choices I made on my end.
If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which would it be?
The best memory I could hold on to was having a great grandmother who taught me the way to live.
Can you tell me about someone you always remember?
I will always remember my grandmother.
Can you tell me about a person who has been the kindest to you in your life?
My best friend has been the kindest to me, in which I met her while working for a past employer, and since then have enjoyed my friendship with her.
Can you tell me about someone who has the biggest influence on your life? Which lessons did this person teach you?
Again, the person that I can bring to mind would be my best friend, who not only shared with me on how to live the best life, but I also was able to acknowledge that and see that in the way she lived hers.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I am always grateful for another opportunity to be able to do the right thing.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered for my loud laugh, as well as my positive attitude and outlook on life.
Do you have any regrets?
Oh, yes, I have a ton of regrets. However, I just turned those into opportunities.
If you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you regret not having done? Why haven't you done it?
The only thing that I would regret, because I always feel that we can always do better each and every day, would be spending more quality time with my family.
If you could do anything again, would you raise me differently?
Yes, absolutely. I would definitely be a patient mother. I definitely would be there more. There will be a lot of things that I would do differently. I would probably play more Monopoly so I can win. I would do more outside activities, you know, and getting you involved in the community. Absolutely.
For future generations of your family listening to this in years from now, is there any wisdom you would like to pass to them? What would you like them to know?
I would like them to know that one of the things that I have learned, and that is if you start your day right, it will end right. And I mean that by choosing to spend quality time with the Lord and then allowing Him to guide and direct your every step. I also would want them to know that their attitude determines their altitude, and that if they want life to be different, then they have to choose to be different. And that every choice that we make is a reflection of what we have put in our lives. And so in order for that to change, we have to first admit what it is that we are doing wrong in order to bring about the right.
How has being a parent changed you? What are you most surprised by?
It definitely has changed me to be a more better person. And it also has given me the ability to be able to see the amazing gifts my children bring, not only to me, but to society.
What advice would you give me about raising my own kids?
I would advise that you surround yourself with the right support when raising children, and also ensure that you have the right connections that can help you when you are having difficulty in raising your kids, as well as teaching your children the importance of teaching your children on what is important that you would like to instill in them for them to carry out in their lives.
Do you have a favorite memory of me?
Yes, I do. My favorite memory is when I took her and her brother to Wisconsin Dells and we got on the boat ride.
If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you would want to say to me?
Yes, I would say that I love you and I'm very proud, and I know that with the teaching that I have instilled in you, not only through my words but through my living, that I know you will definitely be a world changer in your society.